China stepped up pressure on North Korea today to return to nuclear disarmament talks. The move comes after this past weekend's visit by American Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says that during that trip, the Chinese made what has become a standard diplomatic gesture.
It has become almost routine for China to release a political prisoner as a welcoming gesture to a visiting American VIP. And so Rabia Kadir was freed after 5 years in jail just before Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice came calling. But that was about the total of the good news on the Chinese-American front. Secretary Rice made strong objection to the new Chinese law authorizing military action if Taiwan makes any move towards independence. And she took occasion to call attention to the 12.6% increase in China's military budget this year. China was also less than fully responsive to Rice's urging that Beijing use its clout with North Korea to press for a return to the six-sided talks over the nuclear arsenal that North Korea now claims to have. Chinese President Hu Jintao did tell the visiting North Korean Prime Minister Park Bong-ju that dialogue was the only way to settle disputes. But Chinese officials said it was up to the United States to bring the hermit state back to the negotiating table, presumably by direct talks, which the United States has refused. North Korea says it needs its nuclear weapons because of hostile American policies. Secretary Rice has offered a pledge that the United States would not attack North Korea. All this was playing out in Asia against a European backdrop as the European Union wrestled with American opposition to lifting the arms embargo on China imposed after the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989. On her visit to Europe, Secretary Rice argued that the law authorizing invasion of Taiwan was sufficient reason to retain the arms embargo. Relations with Europe, only recently patched up after the Iraq War, seemed to be coming under stress again as France and Germany argued for the lifting of the embargo. The United States seems to be standing in the vortex of swirling disputes reaching from Asia to Europe. This is Daniel Shore.